So let's get started. So Senator Fanning, let's talk about the what. What is actually going on with $1.8 billion in an account? What's been going on this week?
Well, first of all, for perspective, last year we found that our Senate Finance Oversight Committee found a $3.5 billion accounting error. And in the process of our digging into that and finding the error and the mistakes made by the Comptroller General's office, he resigned the day before he was about to be impeached by the Senate. And then the very next year, we now have discovered a $1.8 billion fiasco, this time between the Comptroller General's office and the Treasurer's office. Seems to be more with the Treasurer's office this time. And so it's the gift that keeps on giving, and these are real critical issues. Last year did not involve real money. It was a $3.5 billion accounting error on paper. This, we've discovered within the last 2 months, that there is $1.8 billion of taxpayer money sitting in accounts that is more than we thought we had. And it's the job of the Treasurer and the Comptroller General to track the money as it comes in and get it to where we've allocated it. And since 2016, there has been $1.8 billion in a fund account that's supposed to be a flow-through account that should be zero at all times, that no one can tell us where the money was supposed to go. And that's taxpayer money that belongs to the taxpayers. And when we tax people, we're either supposed to spend it on the needs that they have, or we're to return it back to them in form of tax rebates or tax cuts. We've done nothing with that because our own elected officials have not even shared the information about the money that South Carolina has.
And the headlines people are seeing, it's a lot of pictures of Treasurer Curtis Loftus. I guess, I don't know if he's defending himself, but you're part of a committee in our, I guess these are hearings where you guys are just trying to get to the bottom of how this happened and what to do with it?
Yes. So the Senate Finance Constitution Subcommittee is the oversight committee of all of the state offices, the Attorney General's office, the Treasurer's office, the Comptroller General's office. And so we each year, throughout the year, every year, we hear reports from them of how they're doing, what their accounts look like, what they've spent, what they don't have. And in a meeting of which the Treasurer and the Comptroller General presented information to us, we discovered an account fund that had $1.8 billion in it. When we asked what the purpose of the account was, is that it is a flow-through account, meaning that when tax money comes in, let's say DNR collects some fees on selling fishing licenses, or money is collected from taxpayers who pay a speeding ticket, or just taxes are paid when you buy something at the grocery store. When that money comes into the system, the treasurer scoops that money up, keeps some money set aside for expenses that month, and invests the rest of that money. And so that money then is sent through an account. It comes into that pass-through account, and then is immediately sent out to either the agencies that need it to spend that month or to be invested in stocks at the New York Stock Exchange, where it can then earn interest until we need the next draw on that money. And so that account should always end up at zero, right? Because the same amount of the money that's coming in is the same amount of that's flowing out. Yet this account that should be zero has had $1.8 billion in it since the year 2016. And the treasurer knew about it. The comptroller knew about it. The state's auditor knew about it. But they did not share that with anyone else since 2016 until we uncovered this several months ago. And so our committee has been meeting to get to the bottom of who owns the money. Now, obviously the taxpayers own the money, but has the money been allocated for something? Has the federal government given us money for road projects over the next 20 years? You know, those types of things, who owns the money? And we've had the Comptroller General in. On Tuesday, we met for 9 hours, of which the state treasurer, Curtis Loftus, was at the podium for 7 of those hours, answering our questions as, tell us about the money, tell you how you invested it, tell us who owns the money, because we need to get to the bottom of, number one, how did it happen? And then number two, who the money was originally allocated for. Because even though it belongs to the taxpayers and we'd want to rebate it to the taxpayers, we can't do that and then find out next year that the federal government had given us money for 20 years for construction on I-26, and we now already spent that money. And so getting ownership of that, since the mistakes were made evidently back in 2016, that no one bothered to track where the money was coming from and where it was heading to in terms of its ownership.
So the last thing is, you guys met a couple times this week. What's next in this process? What ultimately are you guys trying to, obviously you talked about what you're trying to figure out, but what's the next step in this process as you guys have met a couple times this week?
Well, first of all, this is perhaps the biggest financial fiasco in state history. Mm. Literally, we have taken $1.8 billion from taxpayers, and we can't account for it. This is a major mistake. This, again, is probably one of the biggest fiascos, financial fiascos, that is government-related. The only one that comes close to it would be the nuclear plant where they went belly up at SCANA years ago, but that was not at least state money.
Yeah.
This is us taking money. We are trusted by the people to collect tax revenue and spend it on people and things and priorities that the state has for us. And the state of South Carolina has let the taxpayers down. So several things we got to do. Number one, we have to get to the bottom of how this happened. The reason we have to get to the bottom of how it happened is we have to figure out how we can hold the people responsible and accountable for the actions they've taken. But the second thing is, we can't touch this money until we establish what the money was collected for. And so step one is to get to the bottom of what is happening. And that will require a forensic audit of forensic auditors going back to our books dating back to 2015, 2016, to establish what the money was collected for, what purpose it is. And then that brings us to, in addition to holding people accountable and fixing the problem so it doesn't happen again, then what we can do with that money in terms of making sure that it is rightfully taken care of on behalf of the taxpayers.